The annual Joe Escher Day will be held in Ferndale this weekend, and this year's event will honour local softball legend Hayley Dalcini. Hello and welcome to this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on that story in just a moment, and we'll also be looking at the other big local sports stories of the week, including how the Humboldt Crabs fared in their final series of the summer, what's next for one Ferndale baseball player, how College of the Redwoods intends on honouring a former player and coach, news of an experienced coach set to join Cal Poly Humboldt, as well as some local flag football news and a big weekend in store for local motorsports. But first up, local softball legend Hayley Dalcini will be honoured in Ferndale this weekend at the third annual Joe Escher Day. The annual event is hosted by the Spirit of Ferndale, a local volunteer group which promotes and supports community events in the Cream City, and is held in remembrance of Joe Escher, a Ferndale native who holds the record for the most innings pitched in a Major League Baseball game. Every year, the day's activities include a couple of youth games and an old-timers game, as well as recognition of someone who has made a lasting contribution to local sports. This year's honoree is former Fortuna softball standout Hayley Dalcini, whose contribution to the sport in Humboldt County is unparalleled. Dalcini left a lasting legacy in the HDNL after dominating for 4 years in high school, and she was a four-time Big Five MVP. She would go on to star in the college game for both Fresno State and the Texas Longhorns, leading the latter to the Women's College World Series Championship Series in June 2022 and becoming the first ever HDNL player to play in and win a game in the NCAA Division I Championship Series. The festivities on Saturday will take place at Fireman's Park and get underway at 10 a.m. Escher was born in Illinois but grew up in Ferndale and represented the Ferndale Wildcats. He famously pitched all 26 innings in the longest ever Major League Baseball game back in 1920 and has long since been revered as Ferndale's greatest ever baseball player, who enjoyed 12 seasons in the majors. Elsewhere in local sports this week, the Humboldt Crabs closed out the 2024 season in style, sweeping 3 games against the Menlo Legacy at the Arcata Ballpark over the weekend. The Crabs combined for 35 runs on 37 hits in the 3 victories, winning 3-1 on Friday, 17-1 on Saturday, and 15-2 on Sunday. After Sunday's game, Crabs manager Robin Guyver handed out the team's annual end-of-season awards. Jet Ruby was named Team MVP, while Andrew Overland was named Pitcher of the Year, Bryce Stockton was named Relief Pitcher of the Year, Billy Ham was named Offensive Player of the Year, and Ethan Rivera received the Coach's Award. It was another successful season for the local club, which finished 33-17. The Crabs competed in the newly formed Pacific Empire League and almost qualified for the league's championship series, missing out by just half a game after rallying from a tough start to league play and finishing third in the standings. In other local baseball news, a former Ferndale Wildcat standout is taking his talents to Feather River College after a memorable senior season for the Wildcats. Austin Michael will join the Golden Eagles after 4 years at Ferndale High School. As a senior, he played a pivotal role on the Wildcats' march to a first Little Four championship in 19 years and a first North Coast Section Championship in 7 years. The Wildcats clinched the conference championship on the final day of the regular season with a doubleheader sweep over the St. Bernard's Crusaders, who had dominated the Little Four for much of the past 2 decades. Michael and the Wildcats would go on to claim the NCS Division VI Championship with a 17-5 win over Point Arena, 1 year after losing a section final to St. Bernard's, and they followed that with a first ever appearance in the NorCal State Baseball Playoffs. Elsewhere in local sports this week, College of the Redwoods Athletics announced that they will honour former player, coach and administrator Tino Romero this fall. Romero passed away unexpectedly earlier this summer at the age of 54, and his passing was felt throughout the entire CR Athletic Department. Romero first joined the Corsairs after graduating from Eureka High School in 1988, and he enjoyed 2 outstanding years with the football team, earning all conference honors both years while playing on the defensive line. He was named the Conference Defensive Player of the Year in 1989 and earned a scholarship to play at Washington State. He returned to CR in 1999 as linebacker's coach and would become an invaluable member of the department for the following 25 years, serving as head coach of the football team for 2 years and spending the past 7 years as the department's athletics program coordinator. Romero will be inducted into the CR Athletics Hall of Fame at the October 5th home football game against Chabot College at the Redwood Bowl. It was also announced this week that the CR Foundation will create a scholarship in Romero's name. A date for a planned celebration of life has still to be finalized, but it will take place sometime around the Hall of Fame induction. Cal Poly Humboldt Athletics, meanwhile, announced this week that Jim Zaleski has been named the new assistant wrestling coach, joining his brother and head coach Lenny Zaleski. Jim brings a wealth of experience to the position, having served as an NCAA Division I head coach for the past 23 years and winning 3 NCAA Division I national championships. The Lumberjacks wrestling program returns this coming winter for the first time since the early 1990s. In local youth sports, the Humboldt Flag Football League for players in kindergarten through 8th grade will conclude a successful first summer season with 3 championship games on Saturday. The action gets underway at Hiller Park in McKinleyville at 10 a.m. And finally this week, motorsports return to the Redwood Acres Raceway this weekend for the first time since June 22nd. A packed night of racing action will feature late models, upstate modifieds, upstate bombers, the NorCal Legend Series, mini stocks, and vintage modifieds. Gates open at 4 p.m. and the races begin at 5 p.m. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.